Annie Dugans, the curator of the Duluth Art Institute, just got back from a tour of a place where she found, struggled, but she did manage to find a little bit of art. Annie Dugan, just back from Spain. You really looked, you poked around.
I tried to find it. You know, it took every day for a whole week.
Yeah, yeah. And you found a couple of things, probably.
There was a few things to go around. Yeah. You'd take a couple steps, and there'd be more art, and a couple more steps.
So tell me, what is the most famous slash recognizable thing that you finally got to see in person that you've only seen, you know, maybe in a book?
In the books. Well, the Prado Museum is far and away, of course, the, you know, per square inch of famous works in one facility. That is what it is. And seeing, for me, the most impactful, you know, there's the Garden of Earthly Delights, Bosch's work. But to be honest, for me, it was Goya's black paintings. Goya was a Spanish artist. If you think of the portrait of George Washington, and you sort of imagine sort of the kind of portraiture Goya was doing in Spain for the royal family in Spain. But he did a piece the 3rd of May and the 2nd of May and the 3rd of May 1814 depicts sort of the before and after of a conflict in Madrid, and it is so incredibly powerful to see it in person. Look it up online and then imagine, you know, that small piece just blown up huge. And it had so much resonance for conflicts that were going on today, and just Goya's whole perspective on humanity is incredibly powerful and has what he was thinking of. I mean, he sort of had this, you look at those two pieces and the conflict, the 2nd of May sort of depicts the actual fight, the uprising, basically, against these forces. And it was a doomed uprising. The people in the streets, you know, were armed with kitchen knives, basically. And the fact that neither side, it was such a wasteful conflict for humans, and just the incredible stupidity of it all. You know, the only things that are making eye contact with the audience in the painting are horses, and they just look at you like, what the freak is going on here? Why are these people so terrible? You know, because the rest is just this like swirl of killing. And then the next day is a portrait of what happened to the people. It's a depiction of their execution, and it's just so bleak and powerful. So the Prado, I mean, everything was amazing. It was every day. There was so much. There was an amazing exhibition that we went to in Valladolid, which is a town north of Spain that was put on by a curator in celebration of the 500th anniversary of Santa Teresa and her teachings. And it mixed in contemporary sculpture with the really historical collection of the Prado. So, you know, it always surprises me when you're in Europe, sort of, you know, we have sort of this sense of history and time in this country. And we go to Europe and we say, oh, yeah, 200 years for a country is nothing.
So how will this trip inform what you do going forward? Obviously,
sure,
there are a lot of things that are already in the works at the Duluth Art Institute, but what are you going to be doing to try to bring some ineffable something back from this trip to us here in this community?
Yeah. Well, there was, I mean, I think what I see going forward, there was an amazing session that I was part of that was a group of about 30 museum professionals who were at the fair, just talking about the kind of projects that we're working on, and there was some really, really exciting things going on at some art centers in France that some of the curators there just had some really interesting ideas. So I'm excited to maybe take some of the models for how they put on exhibitions. You know, that model of a Kunsthalle or an art center where there's no permanent collection, you're really dealing with ideas. That was something that was actually really exciting for me because I think the kind of it was neat to see the kind of work that's happening at the Art Institute is on par with the forward thinking that's happening at other institutions that are much more well known. And you know, the curator at the Center Pompidou was really excited about the kind of programming that we were doing, and there's actually some really great potential for some residency partnerships with Spain. So stay tuned for that. The cultural programming there is really excited about getting Spanish artists out into the world and recognized in the world. So so there's potential there going forward as well.
It does sound exciting.
It is, and there's just, you know, it's really exciting to see that there's, of course, a whole world of art, not just our Western ideas of. So to see the kind of amazing work being done in Latin America, because this, the fair really represented Latin American galleries as well as Spanish galleries. So,
well, it's, you know, people maybe have had the experience of even just going to a little meeting in your own hometown, or maybe going down to the cities and meeting with folks who do the kinds of work that you do. And it's hard to come away from those sessions, no matter how domestic and tame they are, without feeling excited and invigorated. And I'm guessing that you could probably use a couple days just to keep your head from exploding.
Exactly, but you know what? We go into this week with plenty of art, and I know I don't have much time, but it's your favorite Art Institute event of the year coming up this week, Lisa Johnson. It's the Cat Video Festival on Wednesday.
It is, as a matter of fact. And
no
who were the two favorite cats last year?
I believe they were your cats, in quotes.
Well, yes. One of them was a cat. Thomas was there. He was actually there being cat-like. And then poor Joe the Chihuahua was in a cat costume.
I know. He was he's definitely the highlight.
He's really a good sport.
He's a fabulous sport.
Yep. Yeah. So that was, we've got that coming up. There's all kinds of exciting, fun stuff available. The Duluth Art Institute is a great website to check out to kind of give you an idea about what's coming from there. And we're only a couple months away from, I just noticed it in my email the other day, just a couple months away from the reopening of the Tweed.
Woohoo! That'll be exciting. And they do have, you know, what the Tweed is doing online is really fun. They are highlighting pieces from their permanent collection. Bill Shipley's their education person, and he's doing sort of these great highlights. So if you know, if you can't live for another 2 months without the Tweed, check out their stuff online. And then Thursday is the opening of the Youth Art Exhibition, which is always a fabulous way to celebrate the kind of programming that our art teachers and K-12 students in this region are doing. So that's this Thursday from 5 to 7. And we're going to have a few artists on hand to be doing work as well. So even if you don't have, even if you're a student and don't have work in the show, you need to come and see Laura Gapsky, the guys at Stack Printmakers, and then Matt Kania will be doing some plein air work. So Thursday from 5 to 7 will definitely be something to check out as well.
All right, Annie, I'm glad you got back safely. It is
Thank
good
you.
To talk with you again, and I'll schmooze with you soon. We'll get some links set up on our website so that you can track down some of the things that we're talking about this morning. Annie Dugan, the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art here on KUMD.